Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September the 2nd. The grains closed higher with December corn up 7¾ cents at 665¾, December wheat up 16¾ cents at 811, and November beans up 25¾ cents at 1420½. We opened up pretty firm, stayed there most of the day here. We didn't see any Chinese flash sales this morning, but they might come out on Tuesday. There's talk around about, the dryness that's going to be out here for the next week or 10 days. I don't think it's going to make a whole lot of difference at this point. We're going to get some rains across here and there. I don't think it really is that much of a factor. I think really what happened today is people didn't want to go home too short on corn, wheat, or beans. With the nuclear plant in Ukraine having problems, the inspectors finding issues, I think the last thing you want to do is come in after a long weekend and see these prices sharply higher. So I think we had a little bit of short covering there. Plus, I think the trade is looking for lower numbers on the crop progress report, at least on the corn. So I think that added a little bit of support. Now, early, the crude oil was up a better part of $3 a barrel, getting back most of yesterday's losses. But during the day, we closed pretty much on our lows, only up 26 cents. Now, that didn't have any effect on the bean oil. The bean oil got back a lot of yesterday's action. We closed up 266 ticks. I'm not quite sure why the oil was so strong out here. Yesterday, we were down because of the Chinese COVID. I don't think they've obviously solved that problem overnight. So, what is it that rallied the grains here today? Just maybe some short covering, like I said, before the long weekend. It looks like the Brazilians are going to have a huge crop next year. They're talking about 153.6 million metric tons of beans against 127.2 last year. The general guesses on the reports are now coming out. Seems like everybody except Pro Farmer is looking at corn at 171 to 173 in that range. Beans, 51 to 52 bushels an acre there. The beans aren't a bad number. Corn, obviously, a little bit light. I don't know where we're going to go with this thing. Yesterday, we had just terrible closes, technically, and we come back and close relatively strong here today. The volatility is going to continue. The stock market was up about 270. Now it's down 235. It's been down another 70 points at one point here today. So the volatility is extreme. I expect it to continue. We've got to keep an eye on China, got to keep an eye on Russia. But overall, it looks like the world is getting their wheat from Russia. Egypt, for example, has stopped using tenders, and they're just going directly to whoever they want to buy it from. I'm not sure why they're not going into some kind of open bidding on that, but it seems like they want to have better deals and better relationships. And the Russians are getting the wheat exported despite all the sanctions. So overall, was this a dead cat bounce? It may be. I think it really depends on what happens in Ukraine over the long weekend. And we'll see where we come back. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. Have a safe holiday weekend, and we'll be back on Tuesday.